Well, none of this, the new regulations take effect until after October 1st. If somebody wishes, you have 8 days in Maryland that you can you purchase the firearm, your FFL, which is a federal firearms license holder, contacts state police and says, this person purchased a firearm, do a background check. After 7 days, if the state police has not come back, and they're currently running 120 days behind, but if they haven't come back within the 7 days, that FFL is free to release that firearm to you because state law says that they can do so. That's an unconstitutional infringement, a longer period of time than 7 days to wait to purchase the firearm. The state of Maryland has chosen purposefully the state police to use an antiquated system to do those background checks, which goes through 17 different databases. You go to Pennsylvania, you can get this done in 7 seconds. So the state of Maryland has made a conscious effort to slow this process down. There is no excuse for the state police not complying with the state law and having it done in the 7 days, and there certainly is no excuse whatsoever for knowing that this deadline was coming for October 1st, and then on a Friday late handing out all of the private information of those who have purchased firearms and you filled out a 77R form to the Department of Human Resources, Health and Mental Hygiene, Transportation, and Public Safety to say that they're going to help process these forms. It is prohibited by COMAR regulations, and it also violates the Privacy Act of 1974. You have people who have security clearances in this state who are with the NSA, they might be CIA, who are now having their information given out in an unsecured system that people can access from their homes. I've asked for all kinds of information with respect to what was done to make sure that the people who will have access have proper security clearances, that the information will be in a secured location, that it will only be accessed by people who are cleared, and it will be stored, and what purposes it will be used for. None of this has been given to the public. So this is a very, very serious breach of the confidentiality and of the state police trust that is given upon them when they are asked to do these background checks on individuals.
You said you've asked for an emergency hearing. Tell me about that.
That deals with the rules and the regulations that come out when we pass SB 281. Then what happens is the state police go around and they meet with the state's attorneys and they say, what will the law, how will we interpret it, and what rules? And there's some very great deviations from what we had as legislators set as public policy in SB 281 and what they're now interpreting to do. The biggest one comes to mind immediately is we said there'll be no firing component required for somebody who purchases a handgun. We did not want to get into a proficiency where the state police can say, well, you have to hit 7 out of 10 rounds into a black area on the target. You start down that road when you require people to fire. You also need all kinds of insurance. You need an area that is large enough to do the firing. We don't have any of that in Maryland. Where are thousands of people in Baltimore City, Montgomery County, Prince George's, going to go out and find a range that is insured and allows them to fire and be able to handle those applications? It's not there. And currently, without even the firing component, they haven't even worked out how they're going to do those people who would come in and be familiarized with the firearm by going through the classes. They don't have that set up. So we're totally inadequate with what is being required under the new law, and now you have the state police changing what the law had required and putting in components that we explicitly, as a legislature, said, no, these will not be part of that legislation. And so I've asked for an emergency hearing. The regulations, I got them on Saturday. We called in on Sunday, and then I called back in on Monday and made sure that we had demanded emergency hearings on this legislation. And I'm hoping that 5,000 people turn out down in Annapolis and say, no, you couldn't do this through legislation. You're not going to do it through regulation. We're not going to allow the infringement of our constitutional rights simply because you think you can do whatever you want. There is a constitution, and we're going to demand that it be upheld.
The letter that you received from the Assistant Attorney General a few days ago, does that help clarify, or does this muddy the water even more?
I did not get a letter from the Assistant Attorney General a couple of days ago. I've requested one. It has not come yet because I requested some very specific information.
I got a copy of it here from Catherine Rao, or Roe addressed to you. August 1st is the date on this thing.
That's a while back.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. This is dated August 1st. What do you say about that?
I apologize. Which one was it? I get a lot of attorney general opinions. I apologize.
Okay. Trying to clarify whether a person who purchases a handgun before October 1st may accept delivery if it's delayed past October 1st due to delays in background checks.
Yes, I'll explain that. Here's what happened. When we passed the legislation, we said if somebody put down money on the purchase of a firearm, and so the intent of the legislature clearly was either a long gun or a handgun, and if you put down $50 and you say, I'm going to purchase this firearm, and it might take them a year for the manufacturer, because at that time they were way behind, to get the firearm completed and mailed back to Maryland. What we didn't want to have is 10,000 firearms ordered in during the summer, and them not getting back till after the October 1st deadline and having them fall under the new law. So they specifically took us off the floor during the legislation. They tried to change it so it would be you have to have your 77R form filled out. I pointed out why that's a problem, because you don't fill out the 77R form until the firearm comes back to the FFL, and then they put the information in.